それはもうたまらなくハッピーで愛らしい音楽の贈り物。そしてあなたを飽きさせる。
Well, Big Daddy, the scooting.
What is scooting?
Scooting is when their butthole itches and they scoot it on the carpet over and over again.
What was the problem?
His anal glands were full and they had to be expressed.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Expressing them.
Yeah. Express your glands.
Express your whole glands.
Is that illegal?
Highly illegal.
Good.
But we did it back alley.
It does not work for men.
I found out. No, yeah. You have a food baby, Christian. Still. You're still going to be pregnant with it in the morning.
I've had many.
A factory size bucket of cottage cheese. Thank God it didn't smell, though.
That would have been good.
Evidently,
that created that much.
Evidently, a industrial size yogurt.
Keep it known.
It was like
not
dairy. It was all clotted cream.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty, online!
And they scooted on the carpet over and over again.
Oh! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 224 of the BFO for Monday the 15th of December 2008. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty's going to be scooting around on the carpet, and I have got an ass load of Christmas cards to read to you, and God only knows what else I'll talk about.
Merry Christmas, happy holiday.
It is the Fat One. Oh, Lord. If by the way, if you hear Miss Bass in the background singing, that's because this is from the NSYNC Christmas album. And, you know, Miss Bass was in the NSYNC. What? Yes. Okay. Y'all, Big Fatty has had quite the weekend. He went to the store, finished up his Christmas shopping. I am up to my elbows in Christmas cards that I'm trying to get out to everyone. I'm getting the international cards out first. I'm just letting you know that because, you know, they'll take the longest to get to the international listeners. So those of you who are international, and by those of you who are international, I mean the ones that have sent me a card that I've received. They'll be going in the mail today, Monday. Yeah. Now, y'all, it was the full moon, and Big Fatty did not go out. He did a little shopping over the weekend. Did not go out Friday night when it was the actual full moon, because you know it's, you know, that's when the crazies are out. And you know, Big Fatty is crazy enough without having to be around with the other crazies. So I just kind of fatted around the fat cave here, and I finished all my shopping on Sunday, and you know, we're having the horror Christmas party this coming Saturday, and Big Fatty had to have the gag gift, and by gag I mean no, maybe not, but anyway, so I found a fabulous gag gift. Of course, I can't say it on here because, you know, you just never know when someone's going to be listening that I didn't know about. So, there you have it. But that's going to be this Saturday night. Y'all, I've been watching the HGTV, and they've been redecorating houses and yards and kitchens and all kinds of stuff. Y'all, they've done some fucked up redecorating. I'm like, what? Why do you think that looks good at all? But the one thing that they did do that I thought was kind of cool is they had a black Christmas tree, which I think would be absolutely spectacular they have a black Christmas tree and then put, I should say, Christmas tree and put, you know, then put white lights on it or colorful lights on it and then really bright ornaments and stuff like that. I think that would be very, very grabbing. It's just going to reach out there and it's going to get out there and just grab you. And so I thought that was kind of cool. And but some of this other shit, it just looks like clutter fest. And you know what? The last thing Big Fatty needs in the Fat Cave or in his life is more clutter. So anyway, y'all, let's just finish listening to the NSYNC-y boys do their cheeky little Christmas song, shall we? Listen for Miss Bass now, will you?
Happy holidays! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Happy, happy holidays!
Well, everyone, I have gotten some, as you might expect, some more Christmas cards, and I'm going to open some of them right now, and I've got some surprises. Y'all, the first one I've got here is the Deer and Company headquarters postcard from Moline, Illinois. And it is from Lord Byron. And he says, "This is a Christmas card because I said so. And it's my card. Like your podcast. Hara Holiday. Good. Good. I don't know what that means. But anyway, Lord Byron sent me a postcard of the Deer and Company headquarters. So, you know, if he says it's a Christmas card, he is going to get one in return. Y'all, the next one is from Candace from out there in the Stockton, California. Let's see what Candace has to say here. Oh, Lord, look out. It is it's a picture on the front of Santa Claus and his sleigh, and there's a reindeer butt in its face, and it is passing gas, and it says, "Overhead, St. Nicholas will pass." Oh, my God, listen to that. Can y'all hear that? Y'all, it is the first musical Christmas card, and it says, "Overhead, St. Nick will pass, pulled by reindeer passing gas. Big Fatty, Merry Christmas. For some reason, I just had to send this card. Winks and hugs, Candy." That's Candy. That's not Candace. What is that? That's Candy. Can y'all hear that? Okay. Well, Candy, you get a star. And maybe Big Fatty will fart on the podcast just for you. But Candy has sent that, and she'll be getting one of the Big Fatty Christmas cards. The next one I have is from Freddie, and it says, on the back, it says, "Sorry, no foil lining here." But that's, it has a frowny face. But y'all, inside, look at there. It is a picture of Freddie. And I guess that is Freddie and the kids, and maybe that's Jed also. I don't really know what Jed looks like, but I'm guessing that's what it is. It says, it's a photo Christmas card, by the way. And it says, "Happy holidays from the usual suspects. Watch out, Rudolph. We can see the North Pole from our house." And then we have here Freddie, Jed, Nate, and 80. Okay, and it says, "The top 10 things about 2008. Number 10, Adrian started big boy school. Number 9, so did Frederick. Number 8, family vacation to San Diego. Number 7, family trip to SeaWorld. Number 6, adult vacation to New York City without the kids. Number 5, Adrian is out of diapers. Number 4, so is Frederick." Oh, no, wait a minute. Nathan is talking some. Number 3, the boys finally met Uncle Hawk. Great. Who the fuck is Uncle Hawk? Hi, Uncle Hawk! Is that anything like, "Hi, Mrs. Baker"? Number 2, visits with family and friends. And number 1, Barack Obama. Okay. Well, Freddie, that is the first actual photo Christmas card that Big Fatty has received. And y'all are there in some sort of jalopy. And they're shooting some sort of yellow guns or something like that. But it is a jalopy. That's kind of cute. All right, Freddie, you know you're going to get one. And y'all, before I go any further, I think we need a little fanfare. I have finally received the Christmas card from the Podfather. Yes, that is correct. And so I'm going to open it now. But, you know, you just when it's the Podfather, you've just got to have a little something special. So I'm opening it now. You know, he said he got those nice cards done from Apple. I probably just got some old rotten thing or whatever. Oh, it's an old rotten. Oh, that's a pretty card. It's green. I guess it's a picture of something he took on his Christmas tree. And it's some gold balls and an angel and some little white lights. That's pretty. And then on the inside, it is the whole top of the Christmas card. And it says, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Hope you like the card. Smiley face. Thanks for listening and all your support. Archer. Well, thanks. I mean, it was one of the special iMac cards. All right, I guess I'll have to send Archer a Christmas card now since he finally got one out to me. And so there you have it. Once you go, there was never an honest word. That was when I y'all, I have received a package from the patron saint of the BFO and Ron Prada Soho, and it's addressed to the fat one. And so I'm going to open it up. It's a little package here, and I was told that there was a package coming to be on the lookout for it. So I'm opening it up now. Ah! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I cannot believe this. Ah! Ah! Oh, my God. Oh my God, y'all, it is the Miss Richfield 1981 Fall on Your Knees Christmas Extravaganza. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, I cannot wait to watch that. That's going to be fabulous. And there was another Christmas card in there. Who knew? And it's an angel on the front, and it's got glitter, and it's gold, and it says, Peace on Earth. Okay, well, that must be a wish for everyone that listens to Big Fatty. Holiday wishes for peace and happiness now and throughout the year, Big Fatty. I know you already got the card, but here is your Christmas present. I hope you love it as much as we do. Love, Tim, call an ambulance, and Ron Prada Soho. Oh, so, y'all, I guess I'll have to send two cards to them. So anyway, y'all, oh, I cannot wait. Big Fatty is excited. And y'all, I have gotten another package here. And this one is from Nancy in Japan. And so I'm going to open it because it's kind of thick. I think it's more than just a card. But there is a card in there. And Nancy, the card has got three little stockings on the front of it. Oh, wait a minute. What is this? Okay, and it says these, and it's got three little stockings on the front of it, and it says these are useful for Boxing Day, December 26, or have the British left Charleston already. LOL. Dear Big Fatty, trolling through a seasonal stationery display, I spotted these, and I guess what? I thought of you and your recent obsession with socks. Thanks so much for a full year of socking it to us with your humor, banter, and charm. Merry Christmas, Nancy. And y'all, that's what it is. It's little gift tags. And it's really instead of it really is socks instead of stockings, and they've got little purple envelopes, and I guess it's not a purple envelope, it's a little purple thing on there. Well, Nancy, thank you so much. You are definitely going to be getting one of the big fatty Christmas cards. Yeah. Y'all, it has been a while since we've done some Memory Lane music, and I just kind of got the itch to do it. Freddie's been begging me to do it. And y'all, your clue for today is last Friday's Vera Speaks.
Hello.
Hello.
Did you recognize the theme to the Three Stooges? That should have been very easy. I think I may have played this one before. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it may have been a different version of the Three Stooges. But y'all, if you listen to Annie Vera's show from last Friday, he and Gooch and their friend Scott, who, you know, called in and left the story about Christmas yet to come here at the BFO, they were all cocktailing it up, and they were all, it sounded like the Three Stooges. But anyway, the Three Stooges were an American vaudeville and comedy act of the early to mid-20th century, best known for their numerous short subject films. They were commonly known by their first names, Larry, Moe, and Curly. Of course, there had to be a Larry in there, and Curly, and then Moe, Larry, and Shemp. The act originally featured Mo Howard, his brother Shemp Howard, and longtime friend Larry Fine. Shemp was later replaced by brother Curly Howard in 1933. But when Curly suffered a debilitating stroke in 1946, not unlike what Auntie Vera went through on the ship, Shemp rejoined the act, and then after Shemp's death in 55, he was replaced by bald-headed comedian Joe, and blah, 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 blah. But anyway, y'all, if you're looking for a last-minute gift-ette for someone, go and buy them a DVD. It doesn't matter what episode it is or whatever of the Three Stooges, and I'm going to tell you something, they will love you. Oh, dear Gussie. I don't know any Scrooge on the face of the earth that doesn't love the Three Stooges. Well, unless their names are Vera, Gooch, and Scott. But y'all, seriously, listen to that horrifying, horrifying show. The poor old sea hag, she couldn't even talk. I even called in and I said, don't you ever say anything about Big Fatty being overserved, because, honey, let me just say this, you have outdone me. And y'all, all I can imagine, after they had all gotten drunk up and turned that recorder off, they probably went in the other room and they just...
And they scooted on the carpet over and over again.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.